girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM. We just landed from China, and I'm not even home yet. I'm with Will Pendarvis from Sirius Radio and Ryan M. Dunn.
How you doing?
And we're in Los Angeles. And
we are.
And I actually had to stop here to do an Element photo shoot, and then an autograph signing that lasted about 4 hours, which I had no clue about. So Dunn was just forced to like wander around the mall and he got recognized by this kid. Probably the most annoying kid in California because
California on earth. Jeez.
What did he start off by asking?
Ryan Dunn. Is this real?
No. No, it's not. It's not real.
And then he goes, do you really know BAM?
No, I don't. They digitized me into everything.
Really?
Like the Matrix.
Really?
No.
And the mom was there at first, and then she just looked at him and like shook his head.
Hollywood types.
No, dumb kid.
He shouldn't have thrown him down that last flight of stairs. Like, maybe we'd be all right now.
What? Like the mom actually thought that like you were rude for saying that. Like, do you really know BAM? No, they digitally put me in everything.
Hollywood types. Give the kid a book. He's an idiot. Jeez, quit walking around the mall. Put him in school, nitwit.
But don't worry about it, because that was just the beginning.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, do you tag?
Tag what?
You know, like spray paint.
Spray paint what?
Walls.
You know, walls.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I totally do.
You do?
No. This went on for 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Meanwhile,
and the thing was, you couldn't even say that you had to go. Like, look, kid, I got to go. We'll go where? Like,
it took me 45 minutes to come up with an excuse, and I told him I had to go buy pants. I got to go buy pants. Really? I was like, please don't say you're coming with me, kid. I'm gonna kick you. And then because of him and his two dipshit buddies, there was like a line of people after that. So even if I got up and got out of that situation, there was a whole nother shitty situation to get into. I just wanted to go into the Gap and shop. Like the last thing on my mind would be to shop, and that was better than the situation at hand.
Why do you need to shop? Are those your only pair of jeans?
Yeah, they are.
They are?
No. No, they're not. He goes, do you use shoelaces or Velcro? And I just pointed to my shoes. You're here with me, kid. We're both here. Just look down. Do you wear glasses? No. I have glasses on.
But you're wearing them.
Yes. Yes. So you do wear them? No. Do you smoke? I had a cigarette and I was inhaling smoke. Do you smoke? No.
You don't?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, so...
We're back from China.
Yeah,
13-hour flight.
We just went on the gumball, and it started in San Francisco about 8 days ago, and it seriously felt like, it feels like it was 3 months ago.
Tell everybody what the gumball is, if they don't know.
The gumball is a car rally, and
it's bubblegum.
And it's bubblegum.
It is?
No.
Yeah, it's a car rally. It's probably like 200 cars or something. Like
yeah,
Ferraris.
It started
off
at 250 in the States.
Yeah, and then we went from San Francisco to L.A. to San Diego to Vegas, then shipped the cars to... Well, oh, dude, then we made a pit stop in North Korea, and people can't even get into North Korea, but...
Wait, did you fly directly from the States to North Korea?
No, we stopped in China.
No. We stopped it in Anchorage straight to Pyongyang in North Korea.
No.
Then we went to China.
No, we stopped off that second time. We went from Alaska to China, then to North Korea. Guaranteed.
Were you guys on the same trip?
Oh, yeah. No, no, I was riding a kite behind.
No, but the China was just a layover.
I know, but he's asking, because you can't fly straight into North Korea.
I don't think the government would let you go to North Korea.
No, he's a little slow.
Does the government allow people to go to North Korea?
No, I don't think you're allowed to breathe in North Korea.
You're not allowed, but because Kim Jong-il, he likes sports cars, so...
We went in there with no sports cars.
He let the gumball people come in, but we couldn't bring the cars in.
It was ridiculous
there. So we go to the hotel, and it's the nicest hotel, maybe the only hotel in Pyongyang. And
I've stayed in better, kitty litter boxes.
This hotel, it was nice, but when you go to your room, okay, all the power goes out at 6 o'clock at night.
Like, in the whole country.
The entire country, the power goes out. So the hotel, the lights were just like dim generator power lights, and I felt like I was like walking. It was like a dark hallway, and I'm looking for my room. I felt like it was haunted or something. Like, I was scared.
Yeah, the whole place is scary.
And then I look outside, and there's not a person in sight or a car driving in a big city, and all the lights are out. I felt like I was in a zombie movie, like 28 days later. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Why do they turn out all the lights?
Because they don't have any money. You know, they refuse to, exchange with other countries. They don't buy and sell, so they just work off the land. So they don't have anything.
And they don't, there's no stores at all.
Like, no, no.
There's no clothing stores. There's no food stores. There's no bars.
Because you're rationed. You're given your food, your clothes. Like, if you're the biggest singer in the country or a homeless person, you both make the same amount of money, have the same clothes, have the same food, live in the same apartment.
Yeah, there's a famous Korean girl singer that everybody knows who it is. But
North Korean.
Yeah, North Korea. But she makes just as much as anybody else does. Like, the government just...
Rations.
Gives you a little bit. They give you your clothes. They give you your food. They give you your house.
So does everybody wear the same clothes?
Yeah. Pretty much. And they only can choose between 5 haircuts.
No way.
Yeah. You're only allowed like 1 of 5 designs, pre-designed haircuts by Kim Jong-il.
They all have like crappy like bicycles and stuff. And I think the nicest car that I saw there was like a Daewoo. 1940 diesel Mercedes.
Yeah, they were given the cars they had. There's like a couple new cars, but I think it's just like the government cars. But every other car was given to them as a peace offering from South Korea. So they just have cars from the 50s and stuff driving around, barely holding themselves together.
So is there any style? I mean, can you change up?
No, there's no style. There's no thought. Like, you can't think for yourself there. You're not given an opportunity to think for yourself.
It doesn't even, why even get creative then at that point? Like,
you can't do anything with it.
If you can't make any money and, better yourself and get a nicer house or a nicer car, they don't even know about cars, really.
Because if you invent,
no, you don't invent.
I mean, perpetual motion machine, it doesn't matter. You're still going to get the same clothes, same haircut.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're given your job, too. So, there could be a cure for cancer there, but we'll never know because that person can never verbalize it. They're given their job. They could be the most brilliant person in the world, but they're told they're a farmer, so they're a farmer.
And how do they decide that? I mean, do they decide when you're born, what you're good at?
No, there's no individuality there. You're not allowed to have your own thought. Like,
I skated down the street, and people were like, "What the hell is that?"
Oh, they lost
it. Yeah, they were tripping
out. So confused.
That I was just skateboarding down the road.
Were you allowed to talk to people there?
Yeah, you could talk to them, but you didn't understand anything. Nobody spoke English.
There's not a translator there.
We had a translator, but he barely spoke English. He didn't even understand, so we're just walking around aimlessly. There was one...
I got scared when I skated 3 blocks down the road. I actually got scared. I was just like, this is too weird for me. Like, I need to go back. And then...
They'll tell you to get out of the street, but there's no cars there.
Yeah.
Get out of the street. It's dangerous. What?
If you're a cute looking girl or a hot looking girl, they make you a police woman.
Yeah, all the police women are hot.
Yeah,
well, hot on their standards.
Why
I guess.
Why is that?
Because they're wacky.
No, did the police they make carry them, like, weapons at all?
They make them street like traffic control. And, you have to walk when the lady says to walk, but, there's not a car in sight at all. So I just, walk across the street, and she's like, you can't just walk across the street. It's like, but it's completely empty.
There's not a car in this country. What are you talking about? What's going to hit me? Air? And then, I was talking to the translator, and I was like, "So Kim Jong-il, you like him?" He's like, "He's like father." And that was a bad representation of their accent, by the way. And I was like, "Well, my dad makes mistakes. Does your dad make mistakes?" "What? What? 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 No. No. What? Well, you know, if he's your father, fathers make mistakes." "No." Like, they're just completely brainwashed.
Wow.
I mean, it works for them. I'm not judging them.
They're brainwashed because
they're
not allowed to leave to go see what anything else is like.
You're not allowed to leave. We had to leave our cell phones.
Internet. Is there internet?
No internet. It's controlled. They have one tower in the country. So they have one television channel, and the computers they have are only connected to that one tower. So it only delivers pre-decided information.
And everybody who got off the plane, we all had to leave our cell phones there, but they don't even have a cell phone tower, so it wouldn't work anyway.
They just don't want them seeing
They just don't want people seeing, like, an iPhone
technology
and wondering what it is and realizing that they might be missing out on cool things.
I mean, you're just completely blowing my mind.
It's
right now.
Bizarre.
Are there telephones?
There's telephones,
but it's like
only in there. You can't call out of the country. It's all locked down. It's like The Village. M. Night Shyamalan is The Village.
Yeah, it's
that's the best example I can give you, but in a whole country.
Completely isolated.
Isolated. There's literally...
They have no idea of anything that's going on in the world.
I mean, some of them do, but 99.9% of them have no effing clue.
Like
to separate them from South Korea, there's a barbed wire fence with guards, then 2 miles of just land that's now, like, you know, overgrown and has all kinds of animals in it, and people, like, go there to check out, like, endangered species. But barbed wire fence, 2 miles of land, barbed wire fence. So you cannot get across. As a matter of fact, the South Korean just crossed while we were there. Well, not the day we were there, but, like, during that week, came north because there is an access road, and she walked north, and they shot her. Like, she got into North Korea, and they, right there on the beach.
And that's all these people know from birth to death.
Yeah.
This is all that they know.
And I think they might know about, like, Elvis, but, like, they have no clue what, like,
it's
Red 50s. Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica. Like,
the knowledge stops in 1950 there.
They don't even know about, like, the tsunami that hit India. You know?
No, they don't know about anything.
As far as they know, they probably think that they're, like, an island, and that's the only thing that is on the planet.
Right.
You know?
Had they ever seen a skateboard before?
No, they
looked confused
as
hell.
They got to have toys there, right?
I didn't see a toy.
They operate everything that comes in and out. So, like, you know, their newspapers is strictly about North Korea. Right.
The whole country's newspaper is 2 pages, and it only comes out once a month. And all it is propaganda. I brought one back. I have in the truck. I got to show it to you. It's ridiculous. All it is photos of Kim Jong-il and talking about how they just built a 10,000 ton press. Like, we're really going places now. And they idolize the fact that they make good garments. Like, it basically put us in 1950 in, like, you know, like, basically after the Depression, we're actually building stuff again.
Right.
That's them right now. But they're not building much.
Right.
It's really crazy.
There's no incentive to do anything.
No, you're rationed everything.
Now, are you going to be in trouble for going to North Korea?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out now, jerk.
I didn't even say when I was going through customs that I went there. Like, I just said, they were like, "Where were you?" I was like, "I was in China."
Oh, when we landed in North Korea, you have to say your nationality, and I just wrote English. I was like, I'm not writing United States on this thing in North Korea. F that.
Wow, dude. Wow, that is so... And how many people... How many of you...
Like 100?
Yeah. But, I mean, like, of course they're going to be brainwashed because they're not allowed to do anything. They can't go on vacation anywhere. Like, they can't...
There's only 7 North Korean citizens that live out of North Korea, and they all are part of the government. There's 2 people live in New York, and they're just part of the UN. It's a man and his wife. And then the other 5 live in London. That's their only embassy is in London. And those 5 live there.
That's
no
gotta
other.
Be the best gig in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
You get a job
working in London or in New York. There's only 7 of them. 7 citizens.
Shit, if I even made it to London, I would just hit the hills and hide.
F you, losers!
Yeah, exactly. F you, losers, come try to find me.
Yeah, go ahead and find me.
Because this is way more fun than that shithole.
It was, seriously, every single building looked the same. just felt this. It was creepy. Wow. Creepy. I have a photo of it that I took outside of my hotel room window, and it was just, it was from a movie.
Yeah, I'll actually have Shit Goose post some up on BamMargera.com, and you can look at the photos in North Korea.
And if you want to check out the gumball, just go to gumball3000.com, and you can see the path we took.
And it sounds cheesy, but, man, that's got to make you feel good about living in America, right?
No.
After going to... Really?
I'm not... Yes.
No.
Really?
No. No, not really. This is fun.
I don't know. It just made me rethink a lot of shit. I mean, there's a lot of fucked up shit about America, but
there's,
I mean,
fucked up shit about everything.
Yeah.
But it, God, that's real fucked up.
At least I can get a hooker here.
You know what I think's crazy? Like, you go to Amsterdam and you could pretty much like do drugs on the street, do hookers and do all this, and like
hookers
or, you know, the red light district and all that, but like,
yes,
it's nobody really has any problems over there. They all seem, and most of the people who live there don't, you know, the fact that everything's right in their face, they don't really care about.
Oh, you're talking,
you
know, about Amsterdam. Yeah, that's, yeah, why there's less, nobody's controlled, and they're like, relax.
Yeah.
Easy up, hubbub.
You, yeah, know, but like, Americans go to Amsterdam and they're like, woo, Amsterdam party, let's go smoke weed in a weed bar. And
yeah,
like,
it's like, shut
let's
up.
Go get a hooker in the red light district. But I mean, like, even the people that, when you see that every day.
I hate that.
You know, it's just like, I'd rather just read a book.
Every time I'm over there, one of my friends' enthusiasm wants me, it just makes me want to rape their, shut up. Your enthusiasm makes me want to penetrate your face.
Woo!
Shut up.
Because even if you go to Italy or something, you know, there's boobs on a shampoo commercial.
Yeah.
You know? It's,
yeah,
like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's a nipple.
A,
I got them. You want to see my nipples? They're hairy.
Another, yeah, thing, man, China has no porn. They,
none,
don't have porn magazines. They don't. You can't rent porn at the hotel.
Oh, okay. I drew a photo of a girl with boobs, mad, and jerked off to it.
We talked about North Korea. Let's play a song and then talk about China.
All right, sounds good.
What do you want to play?
I actually want to play The Kooks because that's what we pretty much listened to the entire trip. So this song's called Do You Wanna, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction.
We'll be right back. graphic nature of this, check this out. Program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Radio Bam Serious 28 Faction. That was the Kooks with Do You Wanna. And we are talking about the Gumball Rally, North Korea, and how muffed up it is. And the strangest thing ever was when we were leaving North Korea, I was just thinking how stuck in the 50s they are and how fucked it is. And then as soon as we fly into Shanghai, we're at the nicest hotel, Meridian. The whole building looks like the face of Batman.
It was on the cover of Newsweek. This thing was amazing.
Yeah, because it was designed so well. And like, we're at the nicest place ever, and there's like loud-ass club music with like nice food and girl. I'm just like, this is the exact opposite of where we just were 2 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was like one extreme to the other, you know? Wow.
Yeah, and then we were sitting up on like the 65th floor just looking out over Shanghai, and that was fun getting drunk there.
Yeah.
I got drunk real easy there. And then I woke up in the morning and I was there, and then I tried to beat up Dimitri.
Yeah.
I dude, lost my mind. I
never the camera guy.
I've never seen him so pissed. It basically is what happened was...
By the way, who's on the trip? First of all,
I forgot to say.
It's the Gumball 3000. It's the car race. Yeah. Drive your cars around the world.
And
who's with you on this trip?
It was me, Dunn, Loomis from Jackass, and Dimitri.
And from Wax, the band.
And two British guys. And we were in, what were we in?
Oh, well, in the States, basically the Gumball Rally, we went from San Fran to L.A. to San Diego to Vegas and then put the cars on a flight and then went to North Korea and then into China. Once we got into China, we didn't ship over the Range Rover we were driving in the States, so we hitched a ride with a buddy of mine in a 71 Volkswagen bus with a Porsche 911 engine in it.
Oh my
it was
God.
Amazing.
Dude, like this thing...
hauled ass.
It looks like it could max out at 40 miles an hour, yeah. But the thing went 140 average speed. Like
with us hanging out the top.
Because when we were speeding in China, like the whole government knew about it, so like when we would pass a cop on the side of the road, they'd give us thumbs up, you know? So they're like, woo, yeah, gumballers.
They shut down the roads.
So yeah, they shut the roads down. Wow. So like our average speed was 140 in a
chew box.
Yeah.
In a brick.
Now, ordinarily, I think you go to China and see the restrictions on that those guys have on their lives. But after going to North Korea, it's probably hard. That's probably why they sent you there first.
Man, I must say, Beijing and Shanghai are probably the two nicest cities I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, Shanghai, like more. I don't know why. Probably because I got more drunk there. But Beijing, in the last year, they built up everything for the Olympics. So, like, even the cab drivers didn't know where you were going because all the buildings are so new and everything's
so
sprouted.
New, so completely well-designed, and everything's made out of, like, the
marble.
Best marble ever. Like,
the
entire city. Jesus. It's crazy. And, you know, and that's perfect for skate spots. So, like, I was, like, overwhelmed, and I was kind of bummed out that I only... We only spent 2 days there, so I never had a chance to go skate.
And I didn't see the Great Wall.
Yeah, and the Great Wall was an hour away, and we couldn't go see it.
Like that trip.
I'll have to go back.
We were
now, as
there.
Opposed to North Korea, those guys have never seen a skateboard. I hear that skateboarding's been getting pretty popular in China.
I didn't see any, and I'm not really sure about that, but I know that Japan,
really?
Japan's really big.
You skateboard?
No, I don't.
Really?
Yes.
What a dick.
But yeah, Japan's real big in skating.
How long did you guys stay in China then?
4 days, 5 days.
Yeah, and we broke down twice. The worst part was when we finally made it 1,200 miles to Beijing.
We're 10 miles away.
Yeah, we're 10 miles away, and we're getting police escorted in with the whole pack of cars so we could dodge all the traffic in Beijing to get to the hotel. And, you know, we all stopped and waited at this toll booth, and right when the escort left, the car completely conked out.
So everybody took off like a bat out of hell? And then we're just sitting there in the middle of the road.
And we're just sitting there in the middle of the highway.
You can't call AAA in that.
No.
Well, it would be very expensive.
Like, it's like, fuck, man. We just made it 290 miles.
No, 550 miles.
2,900 miles.
Oh, yeah, around the world.
990 miles, and there was 10 miles to go, and then we were officially at the 3,000-mile mark, but no, the car breaks down then.
What do you do in that situation?
Everybody freaked out, and I was like, relax, we'll get it working. That was the second time it broke down.
We sat there for an hour, and...
It just overheated.
It overheated, so they tried it an hour later, and then it ended up starting up, but...
But even the owner was like, oh, we gotta get a tow truck, and I'm like, everybody relax. The day before that, it broke down, like, because the...
It hit a log, and the log whacked the gearbox out of...
Yeah, so we didn't have any clutch, so we were stuck in fifth gear. Awesome. Push starting it, pulling a Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay,
yeah.
You see Little Miss Sunshine? Yeah, yeah. He was out of first gear. We were out of first, second, third, and fourth, so...
We only had
fifth. We had to push the shit out of this thing and push start it.
So we get up to toll booths,
and we had to make
stop.
It at, like, 20 miles per hour to push start it.
Yeah, and we couldn't stop the toll booth, so we just go there around in circles while somebody jumps out and goes and pays the toll, and then we cruise through.
That really happened once.
Yeah. Like, amazing.
Because there was no traffic on this one toll because we were in the middle of nowhere in China. And we're just like, just keep going in a circle as slow as you could possibly go in fifth gear, and then we'll run out and pay.
It was amazing. So we fixed that when we got to Zhuzhou. And then...
Zhuzhou.
Yeah, that place sucked.
Oh, dude, man, they were such morons.
Everybody
there.
No one is in a hurry, I'm convinced, in the whole country of China. Nobody's in a hurry at all. I sat there to get a room for
40 minutes.
Yeah, easy. Easy 40 minutes. And then they even came to the room after I got in there to ask me more questions. I'm like, shut up.
Then I went to the gift shop to go get cigarettes.
She closes the door.
Then I get them. I give her my credit card. The credit card machine's not working, so she doesn't know what to do because I already opened them. So then she takes me to the lobby, and then there's already like 100 gumballers waiting to get their room, and it's taking forever. So she's like waiting in the line. I just wanted to throw the fucking cigarettes
but
at her.
But the next morning, we're walking down to the car.
Yeah.
And Bam goes into a little gift shop, and he picks up, like a little knickknack just to bring home.
Yeah.
And then the lady just pushes him out the door and closes the doors. And I'm rolling on the ground thinking she just didn't understand. So to deal with it, so she closes.
She just, yeah, like, I thought that, because I picked this, little
knickknack, whatever it was.
Like a knickknack, and I'm like, yeah, I want this. And she's like, okay. And then she takes it from me, pushes me out the door, shuts it. And I'm like, what the hell? Don just starts laughing his ass off, and I start walking away. Then she opens up the door, and she's like, no, where are you going? Like, she was shutting the entire gift shop so she could bring it to the lobby bar so I could swipe my credit card through, because that machine wasn't working.
Oh, my God.
The credit, it was just such mayhem the whole time. And
everything took forever.
And then at the end, when I finally got my room key, they were like, we need your passport. I'm like... It's under Dunn's name. He already put his passport there to scan it. They're like, yeah, but we need yours because you're... I'm like, I've already waited 2 hours for this fucking bullshit. Fuck you. And then I close the elevator door. And then 30 minutes later...
They come knocking on
the door. Kung, kung, kung. I'm like, what? They're like, so can we have your passport? I'm like, oh, God. Just take it.
Oh, God.
Just fucking take it.
Every night was a... Oh, God.
God.
Jeez.
Damn.
No. Stop.
Wow. Yeah, and then...
Woo! Gumball!
Yeah.
Like, on the dead spots, I would just scream.
Did you end up going to the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You did. What did you...
Dimitri single-handedly ruined my whole Olympic experience.
Dimitri was complete bag of shit.
Oh,
but he had a Puerto Rican flag painted on his face. And
he looked like garbage.
He was just so overexcited, and he was sitting directly behind Dunn, so...
yelling and just spitting on my neck.
Spit in his ear and neck, like, woo, yeah, party,
yelling
get him.
His ass off. And pretty much the thing I was most excited about on the gumball was getting to the Olympics.
Right.
And I was so into it, watching the events, and this dipshit is screaming in my ear, spitting on my neck, and his face is all painted. Everything about him I wanted to punch.
He's painted in a Puerto Rican flag, but he had a Russian accent, and he's yelling, America is great!
Oh my God.
US of an A!
US end of A!
God.
We skipped the story about me freaking out when I was in Shanghai.
Yeah, so we're in Shanghai, and Don overslept because I think he was had a few too many brewskis the night before. But and I woke up instantly to hopping in the car, and all the cars are in the parking garage, and the police are saying to, you know, we all had to get out, so we couldn't wait for him. We didn't even know, because I single-handedly called his room 3 times and he didn't pick up, and you know, gumballers also did, and they were pounding on the door and still no answer. So We circled around the hotel 3 times, and then we tried to stop, and the police are like, you can't stop here, you need to go.
Dimitri's baggage flew out the back.
So, yeah, so Dimitri runs out to go try to contact Dunn, and there was nothing we could do. We had to leave, and we actually left Dimitri there in the hotel trying to get Dunn, and he left the car door open, and we're at, like, the Times Square of Shanghai. And we turned the corner, and all Dimitri's bags and all this shit, like, his bags were open because he was looking for his camera. So, in the middle of picture Times Square in New York, and just turning a corner, and all these bags go flying out. And, like, there's camera equipment, there's, like, camera cords, there's, like, camera chips, camera tapes, like, it's like a fucking yard sale in the middle of Times Square. And we're just, like, panicking, trying to freak it, like, trying to get all this stuff. Finally, we get completely lost, so we just had to drive back to the hotel and start fresh. So luckily, we got Dimitri, but Dunn still couldn't wake up yet. So he wakes up, like, where
nobody around.
There's not one gumballer in sight. There's not a car in sight.
Just crickets.
So, like, he thinks he's been left.
Yeah.
Like, for dead.
I thought I was left by my buddies.
Yeah,
and the thing was, there was a gumball lady. She's like, it's 40 miles away. He's just going to have to get a cab. So we're like, all right, that sounds reasonable. You know, we'll meet him at the racetrack, because that was the next checkpoint, was the Shanghai F1 racetrack. So, you know, but as far as he knows, it could be a 500-mile checkpoint, because it has been before.
Right.
So, you know,
I'm jumping in a cab thinking I'm going to be in this cab for 5, 6, 7 hours.
Right.
And just fuming.
And we're
just
lost. So when he beats us to the checkpoint, but, you know, he just thought
like a cab and a race.
He didn't know how much hell we went through. He just thought that we were like, oh, Don's not here, let's just leave. So
right.
He's like so pissed in the back of the.
I lost it.
He's probably just in the back of the cab, just like getting more clenched fist and clenched fist. So as soon as he sees Dimitri
shakes his head at me like.
Like, he just gets out of the car in
just
front of
out
everybody.
Of the cab,
beat him up.
I swung at him, and then
Dimitri's head's hanging out of the sunroof. So
out of the California top on the Volkswagen bus. So I swung at him and missed, and then grabbed his feet because the door was open to drag him out by his feet. And that's when the cops came in and broke it all up. And I'm still swinging at him. The cop, like, I'm swinging around the Chinese police officer, like, over his shoulder at Dimitri. I've never wanted to punch somebody more in my life. And I realized later that he totally went out of his way to find me, but at that time I didn't know.
Yeah.
So it took me 2 hours
to calm
down.
He was not in any reasoning mood to listen to our side of the story. Like, his side of the story was, fuck you, you guys left me, that's wrong, fuck you forever. And, like, it's like, but you got to understand, you know, like, no, there is no understanding. It's like, dude, we tried, we banged, like, I couldn't even get that far. It was just, fuck you, you know. And
2 hours in the sunlight in Shanghai, sitting out in the parking lot, I wouldn't let anybody come near me.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. And so, then finally, when he was able to listen to somebody's side of the story, then, you know, it made more sense. It just took you. I could see that, you know, it obviously had to take a little bit of time for you to, like, calm the fuck down.
I just swung at Dimitri. It took a while to come down from
no
that.
No questions asked, not, like, any story. He didn't want to hear anything. All he knew that, like, he wanted to beat the shit out of Dimitri.
I did. I really did want to beat him up.
Man, I got a ton of questions about this trip, but let's play another song real quick, and let's talk some more about China, North Korea, all that.
Yeah, it sounds good. Let's see, what was some other shit that we were listening to?
Hanoi Rocks.
Hanoi Rocks, Street Poetry. This is off their new album called Street Poetry. This is probably one of my favorite Hanoi Rocks songs. Let's hear it. This was another track that was on the trip. We only had 5 CDs, so we listened to this shit over and over and over again. So why not hear it again? Radio Bam, Fierce 28 Faction.
Might mean nothing much to you, but it's everything to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. Yeah. I'm just reciting my street poetry.
Right now. Oh, stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. I asked Don not to talk about it, but he's gonna. Go ahead.
Wait, we gotta tell everybody what's going on. It's Bam Margera and Ryan Dunn. They just got back from the Gumball 3000 race, round the world, China, North Korea. You guys went with Loomis and Dimitri, the camera guy. And okay, Dunn, spill it.
It's their first day out, and we're in San Fran, and Bam bails out a little bit before me because I was just hammered, and we were sharing a room that night, which I realized later on that we didn't need to. But I'm glad we did, because he gets back to the room about a half hour before me, and I come barreling through the door, and Bam's just, he's not jerking off. He's making love to himself. His legs are spread. He's completely naked, hunched up on the bed, tickling his thigh.
Thigh. You said thighs.
Oh, before. Yeah. When I ran in, I looked at him. His dick in his hand.
I had my hand on my thigh. Where else do you put your hand?
Like, you were massaging your thighs.
No. If you're jerking up, like, you just rested there. Like, what are you going to dangle it down on the side? Like,
I look at him. Like, I'm like, you're tickling your thighs. And he's like, thigh.
I figured I would have some time, because you know you always hear, like,
was he watching a TV show?
No, he turned the porn off, but didn't take his dick out of his hand.
Because I was freaked out. Usually I thought that, you know, if you hear a room key open and then it like, dude, it was like you opened it like I was like, oh fuck, you know, like,
he turned off the
porn. I turned off the TV, and then he walks in, and I'm just, like, caught red-handed. He's like, why didn't you turn up the TV? Why wouldn't you cover yourself up first? And then maybe if you got to turning off the TV, you could do that. I'm like, I don't know, man. I was just trying to do whatever I could.
And then after that, he didn't put any pants on, but he managed to put a shirt on. Then I ordered room service, and the room service knocks on the door, and he walks up and opens the door with a half rock. He's got, like, a semi... And he says to the room service guy, hey, what's up? Like, what do you fucking think is up? I'm delivering food. Get that thing away from me.
Hey, what's up?
His dick is, he's just wearing a shirt.
With a half boner.
What a prick.
Dude
that guy wanted to get out of the room so bad.
It gets worse. So then we're sleeping in the same bed. And
I was already nude at that point, so there's no point to put boxers on.
Why? I've passed out immediately, assuming that my friend would clothe himself before he laid down underneath the same blanket with me.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning with his bare ass resting on my thigh like he spread his butt cheeks around it. I woke up to screaming and then followed by 3 hours of laughter because it was the most absurd thing I've ever seen. Like, just curled. He definitely fell asleep and thought I was Missy because he was up on me. I'm like, dude!
Oh my god.
And then when we were walking through the airport, we go to the x-ray machine. Dunn grabs his bag and just looks at the lady who's, like, behind the thing, and he's just like, he looks at her, eye contact, and then rips a fart, but it wasn't like a fart that was like, it was more like,
and then Bam dies laughing. And then the girl, oh man, and then I walk out, and there's a guy and a girl behind us, and the girl walks through, and they're still checking baggage, and then the guy comes running up, he's like, they took your dildo.
Oh yeah.
And she's all embarrassed.
No, yeah. This girl, he's just like, hey, hon, they're taking your vibrator. And she's,
there's like 30
people
around.
We made eye contact with her, and then we just all laughed our asses off amongst ourselves, and she was,
just
she didn't know
change.
What to do, so she was just checking her change for like 20 minutes waiting for her husband to get her bags.
Oh my god.
They're turning
god.
The vibrator on.
And they're actually like, what is this?
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
Oh god damn it. It was so good.
So, when you guys went, they don't even allow, like, there's no media or anything that are allowed in North Korea, right?
No.
There's just, like, nothing that's allowed in North
Korea. Practically no breathing
Korea.
In North Korea.
Are there any other countries that are allowed to visit North Korea?
Yeah, but, like, not really the United States. Technically you are, but we're pretty much the first Americans to be in there ever.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
And we were talking about earlier, you know, there's nothing to buy or whatever. I mean, was there anything you could buy there?
No, like, no, there's no store.
I mean, you can't pick up a pack of cigarettes or
yeah,
something,
you can,
or?
But that's like, that's in designated areas, like in a hotel or at the airport. There's no stores on the road or anything.
Yeah, like, there's no convenience stores, there's no clothing stores, there's no shoe stores, there's no...
They have like a random, like, restaurant, but it's just pretty much a hut.
What's the most... you can be an individual if you live in North Korea. What individualistic thing can you do?
Do a wheelie on your bicycle.
Yeah, yeah. Or walk from point A to point B without someone carrying you. That's pretty much as individual as you can get.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And they probably do jumping jacks or something.
Yeah, maybe they can do a jumping jack or two every month.
What were you told you were not allowed to bring into North Korea?
Cell phone. We had to leave that at the airport and then pick it up on the way back.
We had to leave it at the airport in a bag and just hope that, like, we all had to throw, like, 100 people had to throw their cell phones in a bag and they just left it at the airport.
Weren't allowed to bring cameras?
Yeah, we couldn't bring cameras.
But you do have pictures.
We brought them.
I have pictures.
We snuck them in.
How did you get a camera into North Korea?
They actually said on the bus, like, no one is allowed to take any photos at all, you know, but, like, I'm in the back of the bus, you know, and I know that I could get away with it if I just shoot a few. So, like, you know, if I saw, like, some kind of monument or whatever, I'd just turn it on in my pocket and then just quickly go,
everything
and then bring it back down.
Just picture everything, literally every conceivable thing behind in the times as well, and that includes security. Their, you know, their own rules aren't enforced that good because they're totally behind too.
They'll tell you
you can't do something and not enforce it.
I had like the first Zenith television in my hotel room with like rabbit ears, like you know, like the antennas. Like,
but they're really excited about their stuff. They're like, "You're going to enjoy this. This is the best hotel this country has." And you get inside, you're like, "Oh my god, it smells like my grandparents' bathroom."
Yeah, and then it had like AM radio knobs.
Yeah,
like,
totally AM radio and like
no, just, not even a tape. Cassette player, like not
they have,
even
they have two TV channels.
They have one TV
channel one, and then there's a guy on channel two. Back to channel one.
No, yes. they really do have one TV channel.
But because we were there, they included the Olympics for us only in our hotel.
Wow.
But
and did you see military presence around? Or what about police? Were the police heavily armed? Or
not really. Like they don't have anybody coming in, so they don't have to worry about. Threats, you know, like nobody's going there. So there wasn't too much like military walk. I mean, there was military, but I mean, pretty much everybody abides by the rules there.
Yeah.
There is nobody going outside the box.
Do you know anything about the punishments there for crimes? Oh, like, sure.
They'd probably just die. I didn't see a prison. You'd probably just get shot if you do anything wrong.
And what about security at the airport in North Korea? You know, metal detectors?
The airport was the size of this studio. So there was one person just saying no or yes.
So is there any prisons in North Korea? No, there's no need because if we catch somebody stealing, we'll just simply kill them. Like,
well,
dude,
what about
I wouldn't
us?
Even,
you too?
I wouldn't even take a Skittle.
Like, oh, dude, no way.
I wouldn't even
way.
Be tempting to take somebody else's M&M.
And then we went to this, like, their version of the Olympics, but it's pretty much just like gymnastics and dancing and stuff. And the whole time they're touting it, they're like, this is the biggest building in the world. It wasn't. Like, they truly believe it's
that,
the biggest thing on Earth.
Yeah, they thought it was the biggest stadium in the world, and it was big, but
it's not the biggest.
I mean, the fucking spectrum is bigger than that.
Yeah, yeah. But they truly believe it's the biggest in the hotel we stayed in. They truly believe that was the most elaborate and awesome hotel on Earth. Because they don't know any better.
So you don't think, I mean, it's been passed down from generation to generation, you know, I mean.
You live in your parents' house,
yeah.
And then you give your house to your children. All your generations stay in the same square house. You're only given one, and then that's given to your children. And then, you know, you marry, if you're a girl and you marry, you go to their house. But pretty much you're in the same house your entire life, and your children are in that too. And then they marry, the girls are 13 and the guys are 17, I think, 16.
Wow.
And then I was like, do you guys have divorce? And he's like, like, didn't really give me an answer. I guess they just kill you if you get a divorce.
Yeah, really. Jesus. You don't think that any knowledge has been, like, passed down, you know, through the generations?
They don't talk about it if it is. If it is passed down, they don't verbalize it. Damn sure don't do that.
So just based on your brief visit there, how much do you think those people know about, I don't know, anything that's going on in the United States?
They just know
anything.
They hate us. After the, you know, what was it, in 56 or whatever, we bombed? You know, when China was still occupying, or Japan was still occupying, they only know the history of us being terrible. Like, even in the newspapers,
right.
I saw U.S. mentioned like four times. You know, the U.S., you know, the terrible U.S. people. Like, that's why I said I'm not an American citizen. I'm just English.
Yeah.
But it was crazy.
I don't even think that they know about like the Eiffel Tower or anything.
Fuck no.
Do they have do they have a globe? I mean,
no, I didn't see one globe. They did. And during that show, they showed like had this big globe that came out, but all the other countries were like the same color as the ocean, so you couldn't even really see them. And then their country was red. Like it was the only thing you could see on the globe.
Wow.
Everything else blended together.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
So it blends together because you don't need to go there.
Yeah. All that is poison ivy. Yeah. And we are the gem. You can lick the floor here.
So as much as people want to think that, you know, the United States is basically turning into...
The
Soviet Union something. Yeah. Man, we got a long way to go before we get there, right?
No problems here. Dude, you go over there and you have a newfound respect for being able to choose your own genes.
Right.
Like, I can wake up and put whatever the hell I want on. I just said hell on the radio. I'm on the radio. Like, there is no radio over there. There is nothing.
You're
bored, climb a tree.
The government issues your clothing. And how many outfits would you have then? And what would it look like?
I think they're all the same, but you're given like a Sunday outfit too.
Yeah, like khaki pants and like a button down shirt.
Like light blue button down
or
brown.
You have to tuck your pants. Like, you have to wear it the way everybody else does. Like you can't have your own style at all.
You can't have your shirt untucked?
No. And you can only have 5 haircuts. Like, you're like, give me the buzz, give me the, you know, Kentucky waterfall, you know, whatever. But you're only allowed 5. Yeah, give me the pompadour.
You're only allowed one of those 5. Wait, so there's 5 for women and 5 for men?
Or I don't know. I think there's 5 for everyone, because there was women with boy cuts and everything, too. So I think it's just 5 all
around.
There's
a lot of women with boy cuts.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to have facial hair?
No, I didn't see any.
No, I don't think you are.
Shit, I don't even think...
No, I didn't.
Have you seen any Asians?
That's why they hated me there. Oh yeah, I did see one Asian at the Olympics. I looked over and there was a guy who had one hair that was like 4 inches long coming out of his chin. A singular hair, not 3, not 5. A hair.
Ooh, I remember that.
Yeah, you were hammered, but dude, it was gnarly.
That was in North Korea when I pointed to you.
No, this was at the Olympics.
Yeah. It was literally
4 inches, 5 inches long.
5 inches long, like coming out of a mole on his face.
How did anybody pull that out? It took everything in my body to not reach over and yank it.
Pluck that, dude.
It's probably religious or something. But yeah, I don't think Asians can grow anything other than that one hair. I think that guy has all the hair in the country.
Now, so you guys, you know, one other question, especially for you, Dunn, was there alcoholic beverages in North Korea?
I found them. No, in North Korea, yeah, there was. I went to a karaoke bar, and it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
So wait, so they had
ding, do, ding, ding, like just made up fucking shit. I guess you just make up your own words. But I watched Dimitri sing, and it was pretty depressing. I was kind of upset watching Dimitri sing.
But you could get a drink there.
Yeah, you get a drink. They had Heineken, I think. But it was like an underground karaoke bar.
That was at the hotel.
So that wasn't like...
I think it was probably set up for us. It's probably the only fucking Heineken in the whole country.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, so you guys were...
They knew that we were coming, so they could have got stuff specifically for us.
I'm sure they did.
It looked like it was brand new, and they didn't understand how to sell it to us. Because I don't think they do exchange.
Oh, yeah,
you don't buy
stuff.
So when I was trying to buy something, it was such confusion.
Is that the fuck why I was so confused?
Yeah, they can't. They don't know how to sell you something.
I ordered a beer, and I'm like, can I pay for it? And they just sit there and not do anything.
They don't know how to receive.
So then I'd go sit down, and then I would act like I was done, and I'd slowly walk away to see if they were going to ask me to pay. And I just walked off. You know,
I went into the karaoke bar and I was like, I'll just have one Heineken. And that took 7 minutes for her to figure out what the Heineken was. And that was like me reaching over the bar, pointing at it, and her giving me a karate chop. And I was like, so finally, she called an interpreter over. Like, we had one interpreter, and he came over and he's like, she wants $10. I was like, I don't care what she wants, take it. And then I gave her the $10. She gave me back $10 worth of her currency. And then I sat down and she brought me hand over fist probably 20 Heinekens after that. Like, she yelled at me to get $10 for no reason and then gave me everything after that. I have no idea. I think at the end, we were supposed to, as a as a group, pay the country for all the services rendered.
Right. Oh, yeah, because when...
Oh, yeah, the next day, they're like...
Fucking hell.
Everybody who went to karaoke last night owed $10. And I'm like, yeah. You pay when you go in. You don't pay now, bro.
They just didn't understand how to
It already happened. You know, and they're like... Yeah, everybody who ordered a beer last night owes this amount of money. It's just like...
What? I don't remember anything.
What fucking hotel makes you pay? Like,
the next day. By the way, if you went, pay some money.
Yeah, we're already in the bus.
Yeah, leaving.
Leaving.
And they wouldn't leave.
They stopped, like, the front of the bus, and they said, like...
And they demanded all the keys for the rooms, like the little card keys. They actually had those.
In case you sneak back into the country.
Apparently with a card. Like, they just didn't get anything. They don't know. We were total confusion for the whole country.
So when you went out in North Korea, you must have been the most bizarre looking thing these people have ever seen. You're standing on a stick with wheels on it rolling around, and you've got on these non-government clothes and haircut number 6.
Yeah. actually, okay. Picture Loomis from Jackass. Okay,
he has a
goatee, but it's all braided, so there's like 5 braids coming down from the goatee. He has green hair. He has like an old Russian cap with a red headband tied around it, and then Willie Nelson's hair stapled to it. He has a green ripped up jacket.
A cape?
With a cape on the back, and then army green stockings with shorts and really old Converse. Picture that walking in North Korea. They must have thought it was like an alien from outer space.
Yeah, they thought it was Armageddon.
Wow.
And then when we were in China.
Oh,
like,
he was a king.
He was like famous, but they didn't know. Like, they were like. Everybody
took a photo with him.
Oh, photo. Like crowds would gather around him in a circle and like shoot photos of like the crazy looking dude.
It was amazing. My theory is he looks like one of their old, like, you know, Ming Dynasty kings and stuff, you know, with those braids. Yeah, he's like reincarnated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost it.
Wow. That's an amazing trip.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And where can we see the illegal pictures of North Korea?
I'll have them put up on BamMargera.com. And it's under the updates, so yeah, you'll see the North Korea photos.
Slide me one for RadioFaction.com.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome.
And I'll post mine on the RyanDunn.tv.
Sweet.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to go. So let's end this.
Let's end this with knock twice, wait a minute, then enter if Bam's in the room before you.
all right, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear J. Roddy Walston in the Business. Any song.
What track? Any track?
Any track.
All right, that's one for Don. Gumball Rally. See you guys later. Radio Bam, Sears 28 Faction.
Come on, let's shake it right. Get these kids to shake it tonight. It started back in 84. And that's a black and hit the floor. Didn't take them very long. Like you, but I said I know that just isn't true. You can shake it too. Make a scene. shakes it. A kitty shake it. You know they shake it. They gotta make it. They shake it out. They shake it loud. You know they shake it. They gonna make me proud. I met a girl. She said she never. I said she better. That's when we got together. I said, come on. She said, no, no. I said, girl.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.